Hey guys, this is the Angry GM, and I alluded a couple of weeks ago while I was at Gen Con, where I still am, actually, so I'm speaking to you from the past. I alluded a few weeks ago at Gen Con that I was going to have a surprise with you, or for you, with a friend of mine, Jim McClure, who is the host of the Talking Tabletop podcast, and who also has a Kickstarter for a game called Reflections, that is just entering its final days. So if you want to get in on it, now is the time to act. And to sort of sweeten the pot, he talked me into playing a demo of the game while I was at Gen Con. We snuck off to a hidden little corner all alone, where there was no one else, and he introduced me to the game, and it seemed fantastic, and I was excited to do it. So I'm here with Jim, and he's going to walk me through how to play the game, and then we're going to go from there.
Absolutely. Hi, Angry. How are we doing? It's Gen Con. It's fantastic. And like so many people, what I really want to do is get you involved in the game so I could kill you. I think that's, yes, fair.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I'm just going to add you to the list. The number of people who are out to kill me, you know, it's in the hundreds now. And no one has succeeded yet. So, you know. Good luck.
All right. Well, we're going to play a little game here called Reflections, which is my game that's currently on Kickstarter. At the time that you're listening to this, is in its last 48 hours of funding. So, of course, listen to it. If you like it, maybe pop on over to Kickstarter and some support would be great. This is my first ever published RPG. So I'm both excited for it and terrified and nervous and all of those things that go about. But excluding all of that, we're just going to sit down and play this wonderful little game. This game is specifically a two-player RPG that is designed to be played in about an hour. So what you're going to hear is a full play experience of Reflections. And we're going to kind of explain the rules a little bit as we go along. The concept of the game is we are both going to play samurai that have come to duel to the death. And the game is going to start at that duel, but then it's going to go back in time and we're going to play through the events that led up to this duel occurring, and then the duel will actually happen and one or both of us will die depending on what the dice do. So that's the basics of the game. So we're going to kind of, as I said, explain mechanically how it all works as we go and just play through this wonderful thing, have a little role play fun here.
All right, it sounds fantastic.
So the game starts out with a little Mad Lib here, but we do need to decide who wants to be player one and who wants to be player two. There's no strategic advantage to either one. It's just sort of who starts it off. So yeah, I will give the option to you.
I've heard that whole there's no strategic advantage to being player one or player two. So I'm going to go ahead and relinquish player one to you.
Okay, that'll work. So what we have is a series of essentially half sentences. So my first one is, it was a time of blank. So I will say it and then fill out the blank, and we'll sort of alternate back and forth. It was a time of failing honor.
We stand upon the ruins of our childhood village.
I remember when you were the caretaker of this village.
This feud started when you questioned my judgment.
My name is Moto, and I am a symbol of tradition, and I cannot allow your actions to go unchallenged.
My name is Toshiro. I am a champion of progress, and I cannot allow your actions to go unchallenged.
And that is the setting of our duel. But before we come to blows, now we go back in time, and we're going to play through a number of scenes here. How it will work is there is no GM, but we both share GM power. So within a scene, we both have equal right to do whatever it is we want to do. Bring in NPCs, take actions, anything that we desire. Our only limitations on that power is within a scene, you are not allowed to kill the other person, although you can kill any NPCs you want, and you are not allowed to narrate forcing them to do anything, the other person, that is. However, with each scene, we alternate back and forth with who sort of sets the scene up to the point where we come together, and that's when the co-GM powers happen. So as player one, I get to set the first scene, which is the time we were friends. So, before we get into describing what this first scene was, we have a list of objectives in front of us that each have a dice rating between 1 and 4 dice. We are going to pick only one of those, and they are all trying to get the other person to do something via roleplay. So you will only get scored successfully if you achieve this, and we'll sort of explain more of that at the end of the scene. But go ahead and select the one you want to choose. Okay. So, do we have our selections in?
Okay, yeah, I selected for the first scene.
It's a quiet morning in the Twinleaf Village. A tiny village at the most southern part of the empire that sits upon a small river. The name comes from a festival that they have every year where one of the cherry blossom tree, they watch where the leaves fall, and whichever side of the bank more fall on determines sort of the fortunes and whims that will happen. And on this quiet little town, two samurai have just came of age, Moto and Toshiro. They just received their katanas from their families, and they are now getting to, you know, they've had the admiration put upon them, and before tomorrow when they get sent out into the world, that they are going to have a couple year walkabout that will happen, as the samurai do, to allow you to get culture from the other regions. This is the last night the two childhood friends will have together. So the two of us face each other. Toshiro, it has been an honor and a pleasure training with you these years.
Likewise, Moto, the honor has been mine.
I look forward to the changes that we can make in this empire, to see what we can do, what the new generation will bring.
You know, I had hoped you would bring that up, because just as the leaves are now, or the blossoms are now starting to fall, and we look toward the future, the coming year, I think it's time to recognize that there is change in the air. The Emperor is failing us.
You think so?
I think so. And as the Misawa clan begins to gain more ground in the east, I think it may be time that we consider throwing in our lot with them.
Oh, you must be... No. No, what? Really, you think so?
I think so. The Emperor has made a lot of, I will not say bad decisions, for I will not question his judgment, but I think that he sometimes forgets what it is like to be one of the common people.
If we're speaking candidly, I don't disagree, but that was not the change I was talking about. That is radical.
I know, and there's no one else I would trust speaking like this than you. But by the same token, even if we didn't necessarily agree, surely you've heard the news from the front. The Misawa are gaining ground, and there may come a day when we have no choice but to accept their rule.
My father says those are just rumors. Those are rumors from the front of the battlefields that have no real bearing.
And yet, how quickly did we go through our training?
We are graduating over a year early.
Exactly. They're desperate. They're sending us to walk about for a year, see what is going on around the Empire, but we know that they're really rushing us forward to battle to defend the Emperor, and I'm not sure that's in my heart anymore.
We have to defend the Emperor. There's no choice. It's not an option. I mean, we are honor bound to do that.
Are we honor bound to the Emperor, or are we honor bound to our people?
The Emperor is our. If we are honor bound to the Emperor, we should be honor bound to our people as well. These things align, yes?
Do they?
Hmm.
Do they? How much of our rice has been taken in taxes this year alone, and last year, and the year before?
Double portions for all of them.
Exactly, and we've had hard winters. The rations are barely getting us through the year as it is. I understand the Emperor has to fund this war effort, but he may be pushing us into this war instead of seeking a peaceful alternative.
I feel this is an easier position that you're in. Your family is wealthy. You have the best steel at your side. Mine is not. We are dependent on what the Emperor will bring. If something were to go south, our family has nothing to fall back on like yours.
I understand that. And you're beholden to the prosperity of the Emperor, or the largesse of the Emperor. But when he takes more than he gives, what do you get out of that? What has he given your family of late? Yes, my family is wealthy. One way or another, we may survive this. But I don't worry just about my family. And you know that. You know that the people of this village, we grew up together. I don't care how large my estate is compared to your family's farm. It never mattered. We're friends.
I know
that. And so I worry about you.
But if I go to war, I'm ill-prepared. I shouldn't say I'm ill-prepared. I'm ill-equipped for that kind of conflict. And I fear what would happen to my family. And what security do we know that they will bring?
The Misawa?
Yes.
I can't speak for what they will bring.
So you want change for the sake of change?
No, it's not change for the sake of change. The Misawa have always been willing to talk with other nations overseas, and the Emperor keeps us increasingly isolationist. That's not the way of the world anymore. He's asking us to survive on our own, to be a rock as a river rushes around us. Well, the rock can only stand so long before the river tears it away. Rivers break down even the largest of mountains someday.
The rock stood for 10 centuries.
Yeah. I hope it will stand for another lifetime. Yes.
I hope you're wrong. You may be right, but I hope you are wrong.
As do I. But I think there is going to come a day when the Misawa are on our doorstep. And we are looking for support for the Emperor that does not come. And we are going to be the ones this village looks to make a choice. And I don't think they will listen to just me and my family. I think if it comes to that, rather than let this village die as another victim of a war we don't have to fight, to maintain traditions that are no longer serving us, well, I would hope you would support me.
Of course I would support you, and whatever happens. That I can promise. I hope it doesn't come.
As do I, and I fear it. But this day, as we wait for the last 2 leaves to fall, you have soothed my heart some by promising that I'll at least have one ally if it does ever come to that.
Always. And with that, we play scenes pretty much until they come to a natural conclusion. I feel like that was the natural conclusion to our scene. So now we score it. What was your objective?
My objective was to get my rival to agree to do something in the future.
I feel you most certainly achieved that. Of course, ultimately, it is your choice whether you feel you succeeded or failed.
I also feel that I succeeded there, so I'm going to write down 2 dice on that little dice from scene thing.
Yep. Mine was get your rival to give you a personal item. I was trying to bait you into that with a discussion about your family's wealth and how better equipped, but you just wouldn't bite on it in any way that I could go that direction. So what happens, because I failed, I get a number of hatred dice equal to the number of dice you got in the scene.
Ouch.
So you get 2 dice, I get 2 hatred.
Oh, okay. I feel this is already building towards something.
The next scene is the time you crossed the line. We will look at our objectives and pick one, and then you will get to set this scene all the way up until, again, we come face to face. And this scene can happen at any distance in the future. It could be next week. It could be 10 years from the previous scene.
It is 2 years later. We have completed our travels around the Empire, and as we were certain, we have been sent into service by the Emperor. In that time, as we thought, the Misawa have gained great ground, circling from the east down into the south, where they felt the lands were less defended and more strategically valuable. Ultimately, it seems their plan is to encircle the capital and then take it from all sides, cutting it off from all of its supplies. We are back in our village, a place where we did not believe we would be back so soon. And we are there as the great armies of the Misawa clan, armed with superior steel from overseas and weapons, stand ranged and ready for the morning to attack. It is the eve before the battle. We ourselves are each in command of a company of men sent by the Emperor to defend the village. We both know it is far less than what we will need. The Emperor's armies have been failing, the supplies have been failing, and the Empire has been suffering. We are desperately to hold out for reinforcements that we hope will come, basically putting our lives in front of the army and hoping we'll take them down. And we're standing, considering our plans. Unfortunately, the village is fairly undefensible, It is a small farming village ranged on both sides of the river, so we can't even rely on the river for protection, surrounded by fields that would easily be trampled by the enemy army. Just a small wall around the center of the village, around the market, the temple, and the other important buildings. And of course, my family's walled estate off to one side, where currently as many villagers as can are taking shelter in the hopes that we can defend it.
So walking the makeshift ramparts of the estate, I come up on you. We face dire circumstances, Toshiro.
We do.
I thought your family was aligned with them. I thought they spoke the same language.
It is not that simple. My family speaks with the Misawa. They have been in talks with them. But the Emperor sends his armies to defend this village. And as long as we put up a fight, the Misawa will assume we are not on their side.
Are you suggesting we just open the doors and let them in?
No, I'm not suggesting that outright. But if we were to go to the Misawa ourselves as envoys of peace...
I can't even understand what I'm hearing right now. Envoys of peace. This is nothing but a strategic position for them to go against the capital. You know that. I know that. What peace is it? We would be nothing but slaves to them. That's how they've treated all the other lands they've taken, their other brethren.
And trying to stand against them will be nothing but ruins for the Empire. What will we be to the Emperor if we stand fast? Do you truly think those reinforcements will come in the time it takes them to destroy us?
The Emperor has sent letters to my family. I've seen them. He's assured us that reinforcements are coming. They were supposed to already be here by now, but they are most assuredly coming. The rains up north, I'm sure, slowed them down. They will be here. We must only hold out a little longer.
We're betting our family's lives on promises.
We're betting it on honor. That's what we're betting this on. That's what matters here.
Honor? What of the honor to your family?
We will fight and die if necessary as honorable soldiers.
Well, maybe...
Do you not respect the traditions?
I respect them.
Do you not respect this village?
I respect that as well. In fact, it is respect for that this village and these traditions that I'm considering right now. I think of this village trampled, ruined, our temple burnt, our ancestors forgotten, languishing in the afterworld with no one to honor them and remember them. What of that honor? As our shrines are destroyed, as our people lay dead. And for what? After all, with this village gone, how many will starve without what meager provisions we've been able to coax out of the land that is seemingly turned against us?
That is for the Emperor and his generals to decide what the best strategic position is. We've been given the opportunity to actually defend our own village, an opportunity many other samurai didn't get. I will die here if I need to, but that is my duty and that is my honor, and that means more than success.
Opportunity? We've been given the opportunity to die moments before our families.
Die honorably.
Well, maybe honor isn't everything anymore.
I can't believe you. What is wrong with you?
You know, what did you do for the last year? What did you see when you walked among the people?
I saw people that respect tradition. I saw the rock that stood for 1,000 years.
You saw people struggling. You saw people dying for tradition. You saw people begging in the streets. You saw people dying of plagues, hoping for medicine that will never come. That is what standing for tradition has gotten us.
And that tradition has still lasted 1,000 years.
And it will not last another 100 or 10.
The Misawa have no tradition. They are barely samurai. They are nothing but barbarians. You're foolish to believe different.
So they're descended from foreigners. And so they do not understand our ways. And maybe they won't respect them today or tomorrow, but maybe in time, if we approach them with peace, maybe they will come to understand.
They've not respected peace in any way. Tashiro, it can't go that way. You talk at our graduation about wanting to turn against the Emperor. Is that what you're doing?
I don't want to turn against the Emperor.
Do you support the Misawa clan? Your silence says plenty.
I just look at all we've built here and all the memories that we have here. All of the good moments, running along the river, chasing each other down the bridge, tramping through the rice paddies, and running in from the sudden rains of the spring, and hiding underneath the awning of the shrine and being chased away by the priest. Those were good memories. We had those here. And I think of them burned and trampled into the ground. One more testament to those who dared to stand against the Misawa. And I think of honor, the honor of dying here, the honor of being another ruin, the honor of being just one more village to fall to the inevitable, because it is inevitable. The Misawa are going to win. There's no way around it. This village is so strategic, you say. If it is so strategic, where is our army? Where are our generals?
It's coming. They've promised it.
They've put two children in charge of defending this village.
We're samurai.
We're children.
I'm a samurai.
You were forced out early, and you never should have been given the sword anyway, and you know it.
Tomorrow morning, I will take my unit, and I will meet the Misawa in combat. Will you be there with your forces as well or not? Once again, your silence says plenty, and I turn and walk away. End of our scene.
So, my goal was to get you to ignore your honor or your duties, which you clearly did not.
And mine was the same, which I feel you clearly did.
I most certainly did.
So that gives me 4 dice and you 4 hatred.
Mm-hmm.
We were both going for the gusto on that one.
Oh yeah, yeah, we were.
The next scene. The time you failed me. So once again, we will choose our objective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's only been a week since what happened, but a lot occurred. The reinforcements did arrive the next morning, although they were only a quarter of what was promised. In that time, Tashiro left the encampment. He left where he stood before, and he disappeared for a period. The strategic position has held, and the Misawa clan has not attacked yet, knowing the fortifications, but they have decided that they want to seek counsel with the fortifications, and Moto has been sent out alone to meet with some of their personnel to discuss what is to occur and presumably prevent bloodshed. Out on one of the far fields that's flat, Moto comes up alone as instructed, and the representative from the Misawa clan comes out as well, and that representative is Tashiro. What is this?
This is the inevitable.
This is not the inevitable. Please tell me you slain their representative. I can at least sell that back to your family.
You see before you their representative.
What happened?
What happened is my actions caused them to forestall their attack. You think even with the reinforcements that we got and the fortifications that you managed to construct in such a meager time, do you think they would have turned aside with their force if someone hadn't been counseling patience? They don't want to fight. They don't want to destroy this village. It's valuable to them. Its people are valuable to them.
You don't counsel patience. You counsel change. You counsel upheaval. You counsel destruction. That is what you bring. You know the vulnerabilities of the town. You could take it any time that you wanted.
And I haven't.
You haven't because you don't know what force the Emperor sent.
We have scouts. You haven't been so subtle in moving up your forces. We know what has and hasn't arrived. And if you housed nearly the amount of forces that you needed to repel our attack, their attack, if you housed that many, You would have to have ranged encampments all around this village. You can't possibly be hiding a large enough army to send us away.
If you thought we didn't have it, you would have already attacked.
I don't want an attack. I need you to believe that.
If you didn't want an attack on this village, you would still be standing by my side, not standing against me.
Standing by your side would have made the attack happen that day. I told you, as long as we do not put up a defense, they will not destroy us.
And what happens after they move through us?
Then...
Where do they go next? I know this answer, but I want to hear it from you. Where does this army go after it takes our village, our home? It goes exactly where you wanted it to go.
I never wanted this. Do you think I want to see the capital burned? Because that is what will come. The Emperor will never seek peace with these people.
He shouldn't seek peace with these people. You are barbarians and invaders, and you are now one of them.
I am not one of them, and their only crime is not being born on these shores.
Their crime is not acting as proper samurai. They were offered samurai steel. They were offered a familyhood. They were brought in as much as any other outsiders possibly could be.
And they found better.
They shouldn't have been looking for better.
Is that what you want for your family? Good enough? Maybe that's why your family's always been poor, because they settle.
My family does its duty. Your family is the one that's always looking for more, always wants more, always has to have
I have
more.
No family. They disowned me.
As they should have.
And yet I will still save their lives. And you know what? I will take all of the dishonor this empire can heap on me. I will bear the scorn, I will bear the crosses, so long as I save these lives.
Save these lives. You're saving no one. You're enslaving them is what you're doing. Chaos cannot lead a country. Chaos will not end the famines. Chaos will not end the poor.
You know nothing about them. You think it will be chaos because it isn't your way. There are other ways in the world than ours.
Our way has worked.
It is not working now.
It's working good enough.
No, it is not. It is dying.
The Emperor could bring the full force of the legions anytime he wants. My father has assured me of this and sweep you. He is just trying to save a full-scale war from occurring.
The full-scale war is underway.
And you're leading the charge.
I'm not leading the charge. I'm trying to keep the war from destroying what we have here.
What terms do you bring?
Terms are simple. Go back to your family and mine. Convince them not to put up a fight, to refuse the reinforcements. In return, the general of the Misawa clan will take 1/4 of the village's food and supplies, offer the village protection, protection only. We remain a free village. Not that we ever were a free village.
Take 1/4. The double share that we paid was only 22%.
It is a little bit more, but in return we live.
We live. We live no life. We have no... If they want to change the terms any time, do we have any recourse? No. You knew walking in this would not happen. We're actually honorable samurai. We will not accept these terms. In exchange, I give you our terms. You leave our fields now, and you never return. And for that, we will not pursue you to the end of the world. And from me to you, if you come back with me now, I can have them spare your life.
You speak of honor.
I only speak of honor.
And yet, you stand there, dishonoring yourself before me.
How do I possibly... Who are you to even say I dishonor?
2 years ago, we stood on that bridge over there, and you made a promise that if this day ever came and I had to speak for the Misawa, you would have my back. Where's your honor now?
You're not the same person from 2 years ago.
No one is the same person as they were 2 years ago.
I am. I still hold the same ideals. I still fight for the same side. I still fight for my emperor.
and yet you were willing to make that promise then, I think you are the one who's changed.
We have no terms of surrender.
Then I can offer you no terms of protection. It is going to be a battle, and you are going to lose. We are going to lose. It will give me no joy to join in this fight, because I will be slaying my family and friends that fight against me. But I am their man now. I bought you a week with my service, hoping that you would come around.
If you're in their lines when they charge forward, I will find you. Don't be on that battlefield. With that, I give a deep bow.
And I the same.
That's our natural conclusion. This one's a hard one for me to score. Mine was get your rival to speak out against you. Mm-hmm. But I can't even think of anything you specifically said that was really bad at me. It was you were more trying to just get me to understand your way. I actually don't think you spoke out against me.
Not really. No. I don't think I did.
No, I don't think I succeeded in mine.
Mine was probably very obviously to get you to break a promise you made earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
Because set up and, Chekhov's gun, basically.
And I feel you definitely succeeded at that. So that is three dice for you and three hatred for me.
You. Huh?
You have the next scene, and you have the hard one to set up. The time we could have fixed things. And, of course, we need to pick our objective.
Okay. It is a month later. Toshiro went back to the Misawa clan and counseled for more time, torn between being forced to destroy his own village that he was trying to save and knowing that his family and friends would not come around to his side. He counseled for time, and in that time, the promised reinforcements did arrive. They were indeed merely slowed by the rains, and it was a sizable enough force that it made the Misawa think twice. And suddenly, what was once a strategic position became far too much of a struggle for a single farming village, and the Misawa turned aside. This put Toshiro in a difficult position because it was the patience that he had counseled that gave the Emperor time to move the reinforcements up. And he found himself no longer an ally to the Misawa. At this point, he has been wandering, serving basically as a dishonored samurai, essentially a mercenary, wherever he could, trying to protect people from the war that is gradually consuming the empire, though it is no longer once the inevitable route that it appears. The Emperor has been mustering forces and has been mustering a resistance. In a village that is very near to the front, that is expecting the Misawa armies to march on it any day, in basically a tavern, Moto is taking some time away from his troops. Obviously, his own forces have been growing. You know, his holding of the village and his, basically he was able to draw things out. It was, everything reflected very well on him because it looked as if he had managed to stall the troops enough to allow the reinforcements to come up, and he's been entrusted with more and more troops. He now leads a sizable full company, which is encamped outside the village. As he comes into the village to speak to the village elders, pay his respects at the village shrine, and then have a drink in the temple, or in the tavern, sorry, where he encounters Toshiro, seated alone, drinking his own misery and presumably preparing to attempt to throw in his weight in defense of this village as a mercenary now.
And I see Toshiro there, and I take off my katana and I throw it to the side, the tables, and I run up and sit down at the table. Toshiro, that's you.
I turn away. burying my face in my drink.
Why do you turn? You're back. You're here. Toshiro, you have returned.
I've not returned. I'm still doing exactly what I wanted to do all along. I'm defending the people of this empire.
The reinforcements came. I don't know how much you heard. I don't know how much you saw. The legions are here. We've grown.
I know what happened.
It's gotten better, and you're back. We can get back to the way it was.
We can never go back to the way it was.
Why not?
Because I threw in with the Misawa.
You've lost your family name, yes.
I've lost everything. I threw in with them. And then, in the time it took to get you to see our way, I failed them. I now have nothing.
You still have your sword, do you not? You still have your skill, do you not?
I do.
You have skills, you have talent, you have knowledge of the enemy that we don't have. You've lost your honor. That there is no getting back. But you can recover a little piece of who you are. You've returned home. You've returned to me.
I don't know that I can ever return to you.
I'm here. I accept. Come back. I will find a place for you in the forces. I'll change your name. You will allow your hair to stay out. They won't know who you were.
Where were you last month? When I asked you to make good on that promise, that would have changed everything.
That's a promise I could not have made good on.
Then it's a promise you never should have made, isn't it?
You know, perhaps I shouldn't have. But I will seek redemption for that. I understand how bad that is, and I would not make that promise again, nor could I keep that promise again. But I can try and atone for it.
I know things. The forces that the Misawa have landed on our shores so far do not nearly represent the full force they could bring to bear against us. In the years since they were sent from our shores, they have conquered a vast kingdom overseas. They do not merely trade with other nations. They are an empire in their own right. They can land more troops. It will take them a season. It will take them a year. I do not know how long. I no longer can counsel them for peace because you broke your promise. I can no longer serve this emperor because I did what I had to do and you weren't there to defend me, to stand by my side. All I can do now is attempt to prevent what little bloodshed I can with my one sword. I have nothing left. I can save a dozen lives while I watch thousands, hundreds of thousands die. I can't come back. I can never go back.
You've never wanted to be here in the first place. You never wanted to fight for the Emperor. You never wanted to fight for his ideals. You never wanted to fight for honor. But I ask you, don't fight for any of those. Come and fight for me. If you don't care about the Emperor, if you don't care about the Empire, that's fine. Fight for me, fight for us, fight for our village.
I cannot. You are
Is it a flaw in me?
You are the Emperor. You have always been the Emperor. You open your mouth and his words come out. You would never, ever consider any other course of action. You would never consider there could be a better future, that there could be a better way other than the one that has stood the test of time over 1,000 years. Except one moment 2.5 years ago, when we stood graduated and we agreed that there might be a better way. And you let me out there alone to fight for it, to fail for it. That is where you put me, and that is where I remain. I walk alone now.
You put yourself in that position. I didn't put you in that position, but I'm still willing to let you come back. Have I done anything personally to wrong you, to offend you, to do anything wrong? Have I been a poor leader? Have I had poor judgment? You call me the Emperor. I treat that as praise. You say it with spite. That's fine. I will not try and change your mind, but I do want you to remember who I am.
I do remember who you are. You always stood up for me. My family was never well thought of. We were always wealthy. In a strange way, we were the emperor. We served him. We took care of the village. I took that duty to heart. And when the time came, turn against the emperor in favor of the village, I saw that as a continuation of that duty. But no, you did always stick up for me, always stick up for my family. When the others in the village spoke ill of us, and the choices we made, and the choices the emperor made, you stood up for us.
And I still stand up for you now. When we graduated and you told me you had concerns about the emperor, did I run to the authorities? Did I run to your father? Of course I did not. Because of all of your other flaws, you always speak the truth. You always speak what you believe. You always bring forth what you believe you know best. And 95% of the time, you're right. And 5% of the time, I cannot back you up.
This empire is going to be ground down by the wheels of progress. Even if not by the Misawa now, then another. The world beyond our borders is changing.
Then speak and be an agent of change within the empire. Not from the outside. Don't stand alone.
I have no choice.
You do.
I do not. I am a man alone now. And all I can do is attempt to stave off what little chaos I can.
I will always be here. I will always support you. And whenever you want it, come back.
And I dream of a day that I will be able to take advantage of that. But I know it will never come. And with that, I gently place my drink down, leave a few coins on the bar, and walk out, head hung low.
End of our scene. Okay, my objective was get your rival to say something admirable about you, and you.
What a strange coincidence.
Yes, I think we both probably pretty handily succeeded at that one.
Yes, certainly.
So that is 2 dice apiece for us.
I don't want to see this end like this now.
That is what makes the story a tragedy, because it has to end that way.
I know, but I feel really bad for these two now.
Okay. Our last scene, the time we knew it would come to blood. The one thing that's different about this is actually will be the scene of our duel. So we will play this just like any other scene, picking an objective. Mm-hmm. But this scene ends, instead of coming to a natural conclusion, with us going back through the Mad Lib again.
Okay.
So we will play this scene out until you hear me go, "It was a time of failing honor."
Okay.
And then we will literally read through it just like we did at the beginning and then score the scene.
Okay, fair enough. So I guess that kind of says where the setting is, because we have to be in that place now. It's just kind of interesting because now you have to explain how the village got ruined after I saved it.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. Good luck.
6 more months pass, and there's been relative peace. Toshiro's father passes from a wound from a hunting accident. In peaceful times, and there is upheaval in his family as he only ever had one son, who has been missing for a period of time and is been presumed dead. The Misawa have sent reinforcements, just as Toshiro spoke that they would, and they've sent them in mass. They finally decided it is time, and they have launched their attack on the village. The village is prepared. The legions are there. It will be a fair fight, but it will be a true battle. The morning that the battle is to happen, though, Toshiro's family suddenly begin pulling away. There is a new head of the family. Toshiro himself is back. He's been accepted as the family head again, and they are removing themselves from this battlefield. And at that time, as they are almost out of town, Toshiro is standing on the little wooden bridge as Moto runs up towards him. Tishira, where are you going? There are no forces that direction.
Moto, I and my family are Misawa now.
What?
We have sworn our allegiance. I serve them. They and anyone else who wish to renounce the Emperor and embrace the Misawa.
This is some joke.
This is no joke.
Your family follows you in this?
My family follows where I lead.
What has happened? You would have done less damage just living your life as a Ronin for...
It was not about doing less damage, it's about doing more good.
Doing more good. The Misawa have landed more forces as you spoke. We need your intelligence. Even if we don't have it, we don't need you as an enemy.
Lead anyone away from this village that you can. Send them to our lines. They will be taken away.
Bring your soldiers back so that we may fight.
My soldiers will not fight until I have given every chance for any villager that wishes to join the Misawa to leave this place.
I have commanded every villager to take up their farm utensils or whatever they have and join the lines. They will fight, as we all will fight.
You know that however this battle comes out, Emperor or Misawa, this village will be a ruin. This village will be nothing.
No, it could be defended. It could be defended if you stay.
The war will destroy it. And I don't speak of in some time in the future. Already, how many of the fields have been torn up for these new fortifications? How many farms are no longer putting out food because of your soldiers' camps on top of them? How much land will be torn up for the mass graves for the soldiers that you lead into battle? No matter what, defend this village and it will be a graveyard. It will be a ruin.
I have been unclear. Get back in line, soldier.
My family rules this village.
Not anymore. You ask any one of the villagers who they bow to. It is not you. It is not your family. It is not the grave of your father.
Then tell them. Offer them those terms. Gather the village tonight. Tell them, any who wish to defect, any who wish to join the Misawa, join a new way of life. Be spared this bloodshed. Tell them they are welcome. Our soldiers will not fight any civilian approaching our lines. They will be considered refugees. They will be taken in. They will be housed. They will be clothed. They will be fed, which is more than we can say the Emperor has done for us in the last 5 years.
They are farmers. They don't understand.
They will
like
understand
this.
If you tell them. If you and I must fight, if our armies must fight, fine. But go to those people, those innocent people who cannot fight. Don't force them on the line. Give them a chance to live. At least give them a chance to make their own life.
Their lives are not what's important right now.
Listen to yourself. You serve the Emperor. You serve the Empire. Well, an empire is made of people. If everyone is dead, there is no empire. If everyone is dead, the Emperor starves.
What about me, Tishiro? I'm going to fight.
Fine, you fight.
You condemn me to death? I will not win without your forces. I will perish.
My forces are Misawa. And if I join you, my forces remain Misawa. There is no way I can bring my forces to you.
Your forces are good soldiers that follow their commander. They're only following because you're telling them to. It's your evil. It's your corruption that's doing this.
This is not corruption. I am saving lives.
You are not. You are ensuring the death of our entire country with this action.
Yes, but I'm saving a village.
It was a time of failing honor.
We stand upon the ruins of our childhood village.
I remember when you were the curator of this village.
This feud started when you questioned my judgment.
My name is Moto, and I am a symbol of tradition, and I cannot allow your actions to go unchallenged.
My name is Toshiro. I'm a champion of progress, and I cannot allow your actions to go unchallenged.
We score the scene. Whew.
You did not renounce something you once believed
in. Man, we think similar. I had the exact same thing. I'm not sure if you did either. Because I don't know that you've pretty much held to your position.
Yeah.
I don't think you did. So what happens in a scene where neither of us achieve is we both gain one hatred.
Okay. That's cool.
So now what happens is
we did that on purpose so that we could show off what would happen if neither of us scored. We're just that good.
So now we total up all of our dice and hatred that we've accumulated to this point. And I have 6 dice and 6 hatred.
I have 7 dice and 5 hatred.
Okay. So what will happen mechanically in the last scene as we go to this duel is we will roll a number of 6-sided dice equal to our dice pool. We only count the highest dice rolled and the number of instances thereof.
Gotcha.
So if you roll your dice, you could have a result of I got 1 5 or I got 2 6s. 1 6 will beat 4 5s. Mm-hmm. So it's whatever the highest and the most instances. Whoever is highest kills the other. If there's a true tie, we kill each other.
Okay.
Now, hatred then factors into this. How hatred is, and we have a choice now, whether we want to harness our hatred or we want to let our hatred go. If you harness your hatred, you're going to roll that as a separate die pool first. Hatred will add to your die pool, but it also limits your abilities. Whatever the highest hatred dice you roll is the highest dice that can be used out of the normal pool. So if you roll your 5 hatred die and your highest is a 5, you have to discard all of your 6s from your normal dice pool.
I see. Okay.
And that is the gamble.
Okay.
So now we have to decide whether you want to go into this with hatred or you want to let your hatred go.
I can't let my hatred go.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're at this point. So we're both going all in with it. So what's now going to happen is we will play the duel scene. We will have a little bit more role play in this exact scene. We will go until we each say, I have nothing left to say. And then we roll our dice. You stand on the bridge that we have played for most of our childhood. My only good remaining memories of you happened around here, and yet you fill it with so much hate. You're not going to the battlefield tomorrow. We resolve this now.
We stand on the bridge where you made a promise you never kept. A promise that could have kept this from coming. That could have saved countless lives.
A promise I couldn't keep.
That is not my fault. I asked only that you make the promise. You could have said no. At least then there I would have known the measure of you. I wouldn't have counted on you. I wouldn't have done what I did. Everything that has happened now happened because you made a promise you couldn't keep and you knew it then.
If you had any sense of honor, you never would have put me in that position. If you had any sense of honor, you would not be betraying your empire right now. If you had any sense of honor, if you had any sense of pride, you would look at the man that when you were wallowing in a bar allowed you to come back, offered to come back, that at every step of the way has been looking out for you, and yet you are going to draw steel on him now.
You're right. You were right. I have no honor. I never did. I never put honor above everything. And my mistake was assuming that you would put a love of your family and friends over your honor. I think that would have made you the better person.
You are not my brother, you are but a demon that walks in his flesh, and I have nothing left to say.
I have nothing left to say to you. We fight. And 1 6.
Mine is 3 5s, and it's because my hatred limited me, because I did roll an actual 6 within my normal.
Wow.
Describe your strike.
Wait, so that means that I
You slay me.
Okay. I no longer fight in the style of the samurai in my months with the Misawa. I have learned their techniques. I am brutal and unyielding, and my hatred comes to the fore. I am inelegant, and our blades, mine made with the superior steel from overseas, yours still made with the inferior imperial steel, meet. The force of my blow shatters your blade, sending the shards of it into the water underneath the bridge where we played as children. Your hand, your arm is stunned. Your wrist may even be broken by the force of the blow. You stagger back, and I do not waste a moment. Drawing back my blade, I drive it home straight through your heart, which never held any love for me.
And with that, the loser rips their character sheet in half and hands it to the victor, and the game ends with not another word spoken. That is Reflections. Whew. Yeah, that was good. That was good. So thank you for playing it with me. I feel like I'm so still in the moment in character, but I have to do now cheap plugs for it because, again, for those listening to this, this is a game on Kickstarter. This is my first ever RPG project. As you can tell from this play, it is designed to give a heavy emotional role play experience, and I really want to see this thing reach as many people as possible. So it's on Kickstarter as of the publishing of this episode for 48 more hours. Please, if you like independent publishing, if you like what we do here, go lend it some support on Kickstarter.
Or just go lend it support, because it is an amazing game. I had no knowledge of it coming into this, and that was one of the most visceral and raw role-playing experiences I have ever had. I mean, I still, like, I'm not coming down yet. I still can't quite keep the emotion out of my voice.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for letting me here in a little bit of angry space and playing Reflections with me.
No, thank you for bringing it. It's amazing, and I'm happy to spread the word. It's fantastic, and I don't see any way that it could not emotionally engage like that. It's just built to draw that out.